Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, there's one thing you need, and this is the reality. The ECOSOC hasn't got a universal participation, and that's only a subset of UN member states. So I think what we'll need to do is, as we probably will have to pass that decision again in front of the UNEC Executive Committee, I think there is a need to inform all the missions, all of them, not just the UNEC missions here in Geneva. There should be a discussion on that. And then, of course, it is not the ministries of water that are actually in New York in the missions. Those are foreign affairs. And then it is up to us to inform our colleagues. But of course, again, you have to look at the membership of the ECOSOC. And this is one of the problems for us. It's only a subset. It's not all of us. We are not at the moment in the ECOSOC, so we can't champion that. But I know, for example, in the ECOSOC, Norway has the chair of the ECOSOC, and maybe Norway could help us also in this matter to provide information from there is the ambassador of Norway to the UN in New York is heading the bureau. I can't remember which is the other country from Europe. There's another European country. So we need just to try to see. This is a bit complicated. You have to go to another ministry to discuss that. But I think it is very important. If you want to have more support, we need to have that position filled. And I hope you have understanding sometimes when we can't do it, because we need to have that that person. And this is very important. So we really rely very much, and I'm talking as a member of the Bureau, we rely very much on to your support. Thank you.